Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to tonight's episode. Andy and Amanda, how are you tonight?
Yeah, good. A bit tired up yesterday still, Amanda. We had a long day yesterday, Colleen, because we were over in the top end of a room there we called Rosendale yesterday on Rosendale FM radio talking about all our writings. And we didn't anticipate how long it would take us to get down there. Yeah, because if anyone knows Amanda comes from Bradford, it was quick. Bradford's probably about twice the distance, but it was really twice the time to get there. It just took ages yesterday. I'm very tired of that last night. How are you, Colleen? You okay, yourself?
Yeah, let me just talk more about this radio. So, were you interviewed on radio?
Oh, yes, yeah, we were, yeah. The interview goes live next week. It's on live on radio, but you get the section that gets put into a podcast next week. Oh, it's sort of called Waffle. And it's run by a guy called Paul Jenkins. Now, I met Paul last year, actually, for my Spoken Label podcast. And we've been in talk for a couple of months, me and him, about getting me and Amanda coming down there to do an interview. We talked about our radio, talked about our writings and stuff like that. And we did, what, about 40 minutes?
Yeah,
we did our joint poem together as well, so it was good fun.
Hey, so, look, where can we buy the book? Because you mentioned it 2 weeks
ago.
Right,
Amanda's Santa book. Well, remember?
It's on Amazon exclusively, on paperback and Kindle.
Is it out now?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody? 12 Deaths of Father Christmas is now out now. It's a nice seasonal, uplifting book. Perhaps got some...
Suitable
for very young children. No, definitely not suitable for children. That's what my book, Birth Authors, is about a year now, so you can find that on most platforms as well.
And what's your website details again?
Amanda?
My website?
Yes.
It's
amandafieldwriter.com. I do a blog called, I forgot, you've called me an opera, Colleen. 1 second. Well, I'm not expecting. My blog is One Writer. That's one as the wrote the word, like, oh, you know, not the number, wrote in letters. One writer is PC, full stop, blogspot, the typing.com.
So it's O-N-E-R-I-T-E-R.
Yeah.
And his
correct.
PC. And his PC.
Yep. Full stop, blogspot, blogspot, and that blogspot. Blogspot.com.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. We've got our own blog page as well for the podcast.
Yeah.
The other reason why I did it, okay, this is why. I got a message from Blog Talk Radio to say, if it's over 30 hours on your site and you're not a paid podcaster, then they will delete the older podcasts and only leave 30 hours on the actual site itself. So last week, that's why I created it, actually, Andy. That's the reason why I created the
book. No, it explains why you think you do mathematics and sort of podcast it. Remember you told me this. You do take 30 hours. We're doing 15 hours a week, everybody. That would be like an hour in a month. Basically, you'd run out of space quite quick, and basically understandable.
Yeah, so that's why I had to quickly make sure that we had the podcast recording, because there's a lot of useful advice, tips, suggestions in the podcast. And that's why I created that page, because you can download the podcast and then put it onto your blog. That's the other reason why. And the other reason is we've been doing the co-hosting and podcasting since 2007, and I thought, well, we have to like keep the recording somehow, and that's the other reason. But
makes sense. Like I said, because like it's over listen to this themselves will realise you play stuff back sometimes. A lot of information you can give out, and advice you can give out, stand the test of time. Unreally. Like if we ask Amanda now about them. You've got a big project on your mind, don't you? Editing.
I'm not
going to
make this book's
not even going to come out yet. That's why, because how's it going, Amanda? Let me ask you, now you're half as clean then. How's this editing going in this guy's book?
I love him to be professional, so there's a lot of things in there that I may not personally like or agree with the characters, but that's not my job to edit that. As long as I make sure everything's connected and it flows right and there's no potholes and things.
So, clearly, this will finish it for you. This. I know, Mandy, you came across her, and we're not noticing, we're not too much effort, we're not looking down for you on this. But like it was in, you got some facts in there, didn't you? Some,
yeah,
some language you're a bit dubious on.
Some things that might be taught this, but it could just be his audience. If that's the kind of things his audience finds funny, then it's best to keep it in. But it's not something I would put in mind because I have a different audience.
Yeah. Now, how would you feel about Colleen then? If you're writing a book and there were some jokes in it that were certainly of not for everybody, should we say?
I usually tell them. I usually say this is what we have, and this is from my experience. This is what you know happens when you put that in, and then you immediately segregate the book into a category. So therefore, you have to say from the start that it's for adults only, and that excludes the majority of your readership. So then I'd say, do you want to put that particular joke in the book or not, because of what I know? See, between us three, we have so much many years of experience of doing literary and book stuff. But I know what works and what doesn't.
That's right.
So that's what I would actually.
Yeah,
I would do that. I would say that to the person that you're doing the biography for or doing the book for, and say, this is my.
Clean, it's fiction.
I think it is definitely adult because there's some adult themes in there, so I don't think it's targeted at children.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's why, but like it's, I obviously got a clean one. Well, I've learned a lot from working alongside Amanda with this, where like Amanda, and Amanda does a magazine. We both learn things from that all the time, haven't
you?
Thank
you. That's
because
we wanted to appeal to as many people as possible.
Exactly.
Which I completely agree with you, said that, Clean. I'll also listen to PDFs across, you can see the magazines on the Dublin magazines.
Yeah.
That's in the link, it's worth a look.
Well,
if anybody wants to have a look, go to Amanda's magazine website, worth it because she puts free PDFs up on every magazine.
Okay, what we can do, what we can do, we can just put an excerpt on the blog, the podcast blog, so that they can actually see that as well. You see, that's what we can do. Rather than just send it to me, we can put it on the blog, and then others can read the excerpt, and if they're interested, then they can go to Amanda's link. That's how the blog page is going to work. Because it's mainly for us to say, you know, there's so much experience between us three that this is the sort of thing that we do, and you can have, if you want to know more, then this is the link. That's how it works there.
No, it's a good idea. I'll get the link over to you. What have we got to do correctly this week, Lena? Anything to report?
Yeah, very, very, quite a lot, because I've actually been to one of my good connections, and she's like a niece. She's so lovely. Her mom is absolutely wonderful, and that's Music Audio Stories in Wimbledon. She's known, and she's got a massive following. We had Wimbledon Times with us quite a bit, because they know her, and they like to be around when she's around. So, but I couldn't speak to Wimbledon Times about my work because I was actually going there for a particular reason. So that's why. But yeah, that's what happened. Then also I went to Remembrance Sunday and Remembrance Monday because I was given an invite by the local Royal British Legion organiser.
Oh,
yeah, and I paid. No, I think what I also did was paid a tribute to a war veteran that I know who is part of my coffee set. Because I had a coffee set for many years. You know, when you go to a particular place and you see the same people, you naturally obviously become a coffee set for some reason. And he happened to be a war veteran he fought in the Gurkha Wars, and then he became a highly esteemed publisher. And I was just about, actually, I was talking to him about this book that I was authoring. I said, Dennis, I'll speak to you next week about it, because I'm just about to get it all together now. So he said, yeah, fine, you know, we'll talk about it. And then he just suddenly, I don't know what happened, he just suddenly went on to better pastures, and everybody, we've got 90 seconds remaining, the whole coffee set and everybody who knew him were really, really upset. So I said, look, we can't just leave it like that. He's still there. And I said, I'm planting a tree. I'm planting a hedge plant in the local park next week. So I'll make a tribute to him. You know, I'll plant it for him. And then when I went to the Remembrance Sunday, Monday, I said, I've got to do it for all the unsung heroes. So now it's like every day I remember him and them. And it's really important that we do. That's the reason why I said, Andy, I sent you a message that, Andy, we need to do Remembrance Sunday. And because I needed to say, it's not just those 2 days in November that we remember all these unsung heroes. It's every day.
Yeah, no, great. Great. 366 a year. No, 365, no, great. I've got family in war planes, so yeah, I agree completely. Anyway, guys, listen, guys, we can take leads in the time here. We're going to have to call it quits in a moment, anyway, aren't we? So,
it's really good that we've done a lot of stuff this week, and we've done quite a lot this year, actually, and in the recent years. So, That's what's come out of doing the podcasting for so long, I think. And you know, got a magazine editor and performing poet and radio
podcaster, musician. Yeah. That's everything and anything.
Yeah. I don't think so.
I'm
no, you're not. You're a creative. You're a creative artiste. That's what it is.
Yeah, no, I agree. So that's a new thing. That's a good point.
So, have
we caught up yet, guys?
No, well, that lady who normally says anything, she normally says there's 10 seconds remaining, but she hasn't said that yet. So I think once she says that, I know we'll get your feed cut off.
I'd like, very quickly before we go then, okay, just so everybody knows, just to show you how my life expectations and mantles, we're doing this podcast, my interview podcast on Thursday, with a Salford FM DJ, so which we're trying to do. She's a poet as well. I would just be working for me and Amanda and trying to get some more opportunities for things. So what I mean is, we always tell people the things like this, being creative, you always keep your eyes open for any sort of opportunities going all the time. That's why, if you don't know what you can find. So, and Clay, you want to laugh before we go? Amanda sent a submission across. She was there. Yeah, last night with you was there, man. You were horror stories.
Oh, yeah, I'm shocked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amanda found a publisher, as I say, accepting 2 cents. And horror stories.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so basically, we've been sending Amanda sent out, I mean, 5 across now.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah, for anthology. I've got 2 ready, and I'm going to try to do another couple. So I'll ask you the link, see if you can do some writing and 2-sentence horror stories.
I'm more sort of like a nature person. I'm not really a horror story writer.
I've got one story that was going to freak them out on Amanda's family or something, so I'll read it off my actually later.
I haven't heard that lady, so I'm not sure whether we're actually on air or not.
Well, we've been on there for 16 minutes.
I think
so. Anyone is still listening?
I think we'll have to mention it next week. I think we'll have to, and I'll put it in the blog as well. I'll put it in the blog just to mention, yeah. Okay then, so if we're still on there, I'll say to everybody and from all of us, and tune in next week. It'll be interesting as usual, and you'll be inspired. Thank you. Good night.